Today is Wednesday, the 8th of January, in the season of Christmas. St. Thomas Music Group sing the Prayer of St. Teresa by Margaret Ritzer. Let nothing disturb you, nothing distress you. While all things fade away, God is unchanging. Be patient, for with God in your heart, nothing is lacking. God is enough. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the lake, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the lake. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. For they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened,
How do you feel when you hear this familiar passage? Does anything new leap out at you? Put yourself in the boat with the disciples for a moment. Feel the wind whipping in your face, the boat tipping, hear the shouting. And now make a scene change. Accompany Jesus for a while. Watch how he disperses the crowd, directs the disciples into a boat, makes time to say goodbye to everyone. Then finally, he takes himself off up the mountain to pray. What do you notice about him? Listen to the passage again. What comparisons can you make between each of the scenes? What contrasts? Notice your reaction.
Immediately, he made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After saying farewell to them, he went up on the mountain to pray. When evening came, the boat was out on the lake, and he was alone on the land. When he saw that they were straining at the oars against an adverse wind, he came towards them early in the morning, walking on the lake. He intended to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought it was a ghost and cried out, for they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Then he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened.
Let God know what has struck you in today's reading. You might experience panic at times in the face of sudden adversity. Remember those words of Jesus. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.